This is Libre Quest. My name is Matt. It is the 1st of May, 2020. I'm going to be sharing one historical article for episode 39 here on Libre Quest, and this is going to be from LinuxJournal.com. Linux Journal announces winners of its 2009 Reader's Choice Awards. Houston, Texas, May 1st, 2009, Belltown Media, Inc., publisher of the award-winning monthly magazine Linux Journal, has announced the winners of its annual Linux Journal Reader's Choice Awards. I'm not going to read every single one of these, but I'll just read off the top 10 here. Primary Linux distribution choice is Ubuntu. Favorite desktop environment, GNOME. Favorite web browser is Firefox. Favorite email client, Mozilla Thunderbird. Favorite office program is OpenOffice.org. And that was before the 2011 split between OpenOffice and LibreOffice. Favorite audio tool, Audacity. Favorite audio player, Amarok. Favorite media player, VLC. Favorite communications tool is Pigeon. Favorite graphics design tool is GIMP. Favorite digital photo management tool is Picasa. And that is now also not a thing. I guess OpenOffice is still a thing, but, Picasa most certainly is not. So let's get into the feedback. This is from bittube.tv, a comment on LibreQuest 36, thermal paste on CPU pins. This comment was left by Sara Vega, and they said simply, super. So that's probably my favorite comment ever. I'm digging it. Super. Thank you. This next comment comes from YouTube, LibreQuest 38, Kai Lyons of Ubuntu Lumina interview. This first comment by Kai Likes Linux, smiley face. Thank you for that, Kai. And from Titanium Town, how do you not have more subs? Well, I don't know, but thank you for asking. This next comment is from lbry.tv or library.tv. And this comment is from Marcin Malecki. I'll just say that. Hopefully that's, I don't know, probably nowhere near how to say your name. And I apologize for that. And this says, I like your channel, but could you upload smaller files? Please consider people with slower network connection and those who have to pay for mobile data or data. Forcing people to download 855.74 megabyte for 19 minutes and 24 seconds of audio content is not okay. I would absolutely agree with that. That is not okay. First, I just want to say I'm sorry. That is an absurdly large file size for just audio content. However, I do have a solution. If you visit LibreQuest.org, you can get the audio version from archive.org or Podbean. You can also use YouTube DL. If you go to your terminal, open up the terminal, install YouTube DL through whatever package manager you use, or if you just want to grab it using pip or whatever method you want to use to get it. But with using YouTube DL, you can just type YouTube DL space dash X space and then paste that URL in there and it'll grab the audio only for you. Now that's a method that I used to use when I had a smartphone. Now I have a 2009 BlackBerry that's limited to 2G service. So also, I sometimes just post the audio version over on Mastodon. So if you want to follow me over there, and again, I'm sorry. I didn't even think about the file size when I uploaded it. And you're completely right. That's absolutely absurd. But thank you for the comment. That's awesome. This next comment came to feedback at LibreQuest.org. That's the email. If you want to send feedback, you feel free to do so. This is from Jim Turner. Now, Jim wrote me about the recent Audacious video, and that video was hosted by Lux, and Lux did an absolutely fantastic job. But he has a fork of Audacious, and it's a really, really cool fork, and he just let me know about that. He asked if I could maybe tack that onto the episode, but I thought, you know what? No, I'm going to talk about it, kind of go over the features. There's 18 features listed on the Fodacious WordPress site, and so I'm going to go over those. I've used the project. It's absolutely fantastic, and it's just really great. I love the features that Jim has included here, and I definitely think you should check it out. It's called Fodacious, F-A-U-X-dacious. So it's just like Audacious, but with faux in the front instead of A-U. So from the WordPress site for Fodacious, these are the main features. These are really fantastic features. Like I said, I've tried out the project. Absolutely awesome. So fantastic work, Jim. This is really cool. Now, I do believe he's the only developer for the project, but he does roll in a lot of changes and a lot of updates that come from the Audacious project. But he also contributes quite a bit of features as well to the Audacious project. So this is number one, a DVD player plugin for playing DVDs. Number two is a visualization option for displaying the video of FFmpeg files and streams that contain a video stream in a pop-up window. Number three, restoration of XMMS's auto preset feature that permits creation of song/stream-specific equalizer settings. Number four, the ability to toggle the recently added Audacious Record/Dub option via the FAUD tool. It's FAUD, I think. FAUXDTOOL. Dbus-based command line tool, OddTool, and Audacious, permitting creation of quicker one-button desktop launcher activation or even script activation of dubbing, i.e. using cron to record your favorite late-night radio show. So that's really cool. Number five is a file writer option to automatically deactivate equalizer and all effect plugins while recording so they're not doubling down on during playback. Number six, option to divert audio output to STD out in the user's choice of selected audio formats for further processing by another program. Number seven, update. As of version 3.83-beta 3, we now support Audacious's way of doing this, in addition to our previous way, removing many of our code changes. Better, in my humble opinion, STDIN input for streaming of most formats, as well as playlists and cue sheets. Number 8, new option -P, to use the pause button to simply mute, i.e. commercials, while stream continues to play silently, allowing you to listen to something else in another instance, see feature 11 below. I often keep two instances open while listening to online commercial radio streams, which are in commercial for nearly half the time anyway, with typically 5 to 6 minutes breaks. Number 9, command line option -D, delete all playlists. Number 10, new -z or z option to start up without the equalizer on. That's cool. Number 11, new -hash or -pound option to activate a new instance of Foudacious by specifying an alternate config directory name. I use this as described in the script below with two separate instances of Foudacious running at the same time with different playlists. Number 12, additional skins, namely my very own Lavadacious, which I designed to match the Violet Lava Fox theme I use in Firefox and in my current desktop theme. Number 13, ability to play YouTube, Vimeo, Facebook videos using an included Perl helper script. Number 14, ability to play most iHeart.com, Receiva.com, RadioNami.com, radio stations and video sites that contain an actual live stream. Number 15, ability to save tag metadata, title, artist, and cover images, etc., in files in media formats that don't support tags, such as streams, URLs, audio CDs, and DVDs, going to settings, song info, and checking the save unsavable metadata to file box. Number 16, restoration of XMMS's random skin on play. That is really cool. Number 17, ability to both save song lyrics from the Lyric Wiki to local text files and use them for song lyrics via the Lyric Wiki plugin. And finally, number 18, ability to fetch album cover images from musicbrainz.com for many songs using the Foudacious enhanced version of the album art plugin. So that is very, very cool. So that's about it for the feedback. Thank you for being a listener as always. And thank you again, Jim. I really appreciate you letting me know about Foudacious. I think it's a really awesome project. I seriously admire it. I think it's a great addition to the long line of forks that came from XMMS. And, you know, when I first started using Linux, I was using XMMS and I thought it was like the coolest player ever. And I actually showed my cousin and he said, that looks just like Winamp. And I was like, what is Winamp? I had no idea. So, you know, it's kind of weird being a Linux user and using some stuff and then finding out it's like a reimagining or like a replacement for like a Windows program that you never even knew about. That's always kind of weird. But anyway, Foudacious is fantastic. What a really great project. And I highly recommend that everyone check it out. It's really fantastic, really cool stuff. So I think that's going to do it for the episode today. It's a pretty short episode, just doing some feedback and stuff. If you want to send feedback, you can send it to feedback@librequest.org. And I'll talk to you next time. And thank you for being a listener. Enjoyed this episode, you can send us a tip on library at lbry.tv/@librequest. You can also join us on Patreon and Subscribestar. If you would like to send us feedback, you can send your email to feedback@librequest.org. You can also join the forum at librequest.org/forum. As always, thank you for being a listener, and we'll talk to you next time on LibreQuest.